They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, where we will recap what happened over the weekend. No Husker game to recap, but we will recap a big win for UNK and a rough one for Hastings College. Coach Paul Merkowitz will join us from the Broncos. Daryl Moore is a little under the weather today for a UNK head coach, so we're going to talk to defensive coordinator Bob Crocker on today's program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So he'll be joining us on the program today. Also, we'll recap the weekend in the NFL and other college football action. Glad to have you along with us. What? Should we start over? Here, fix it. It's Monday. I know, it's a slop. Yeah, whatever. How'd you do on your weekend picks?
You know what? We'll just bounce around 500 in college and go 2-1 in the NFL. So we're one ahead of where we started out on the weekend, but still not where we want to be. Bobby Bowden implodes for us. Arizona State must suck, too.
Went back to all reliable. Washington State covers again.
You know, we got Florida, and that game should have been about 23-3. LSU never had an opportunity to score in that ballgame. Florida's defense was really, really good. And their offense maybe wasn't where it is normally, but still good enough against that defense. A good win for them. And then Central Michigan just absolutely blast Eastern Michigan. I think they just scored again, matter of fact.
A beatdown.
So we hit those two. Lost Arizona State, Florida State. Then in the pros, we hit Minnesota. We hit Kansas City. And somehow Detroit manages 28-20 to stay within, we lose that one by 2.5. So.
But it was a winning weekend.
Yeah, we won ahead of 500. So.
2-2 in college, 2-1 in the pros. So there you go.
I mean, we had such great feelings going into this week.
But how about my inside lock of the month / year? Colorado Buffaloes, not even a problem covering against Texas, Daddy. Not even a problem. Here's what I want to get into. Spreads are out. Nebraska's favored by 6 over Texas Tech. And Texas is favored. Came out at 1.5. It's a couple of places already have posted it at 3 over Oklahoma. Texas looked terrible outside of Jordan Shipley Saturday night. Colorado was ahead 14-3 until the last minute of the first half.
And then just
you
implosion.
Well, yeah, a total implosion, and at least Cody Hawkins is on the bench, but it didn't get any better after that. Colorado really is not that good. They played hard, very hard for two quarters, but it seemed like they kind of quit when Texas got up by more than one score because they knew they couldn't catch him.
It's no secret that Shipley and McCoy live together. Everybody knows that out there. I don't understand how, as a Division I quarterback, you don't realize that he's going to get the ball about 12 times a game. How do you fall for a double move and literally 12 yards behind you? I don't understand how that's possible. And he damn near called for a fair catch on the touchdown he caught. He's standing back there. Touchdown. I'm thinking, what are you doing on the outside there? You gotta zero in and take him out of the game. I don't know how Oklahoma's going to match up with him. They find a way. They seem to, but he makes big catches. He's right. Just one of those big catch guys.
Well, and Oklahoma slow against Baylor, but put them away in the second half. Tony, right now, is anybody betting Oklahoma? Is anybody taking Oklahoma? I'm not. I said from the beginning of the year Texas was going to win this game, and I can't imagine why they wouldn't now.
Yeah, they certainly look to be the much better team. Maybe the Bob Stoops factor enters in, seems to maybe have their number, they lost, 10 points last year, but then jump ahead of them in the polls and go to the national title game.
I want to take a look at the Associated Press college football poll this week. Nebraska is the second best team in the Big 12. Do you agree?
Well, it's tough not to agree. Who are you going to put ahead of them? I mean, who are you going to put ahead of them?
Kansas slapping it around against Iowa State. It was a weird weekend in the Big 12. No one really looked great.
Except the Texas Tech backup quarterback.
Well, the six teams that had bye weeks. Texas Tech just a huge, huge win over Kansas State, who is just not good. Not good. But I'm going to tell you what, this is it. Kansas-Colorado this week. I said this was a big game. I thought more so because Colorado would be good. Now we're going to find out, is Kansas really not good? Seriously. Iowa State missed the wide-open receiver, albeit scrambling. Austin Arnott had a great game. But he missed a wide-open receiver in the end zone that would have given Iowa State the lead with a minute to go in the football game.
How?
Kansas's defense can't possibly be that bad, can it? Because Iowa State's offense is not that good.
You're right on that. Who else would you rival Nebraska for that second spot? Well, I mean, Oklahoma State got beat by Houston. Houston turns around, hasn't impressed since.
I don't know. I guess in your gut, don't you think Oklahoma State and Oklahoma are still 1-2-3? Texas, Oklahoma State, however you want to put them, then Nebraska. And again, I say this because Nebraska hasn't got there yet. Nice win against Missouri, but Tony, you're the one that was flipping out Thursday night. They sucked for three quarters on offense. And Kong-Soo is the only reason, Crick, the whole defense, is the only reason Nebraska even had a chance in the fourth quarter of that game. I don't know how much the weather played as a part of that football game. That's the big thing. Are both teams better than that, and the weather was just so horrible that they just couldn't do anything, or were both teams like they looked? That's what I don't know, and I think that's where the debate is. Is Nebraska right now second best in the conference, or are they fourth best in the conference?
You know, Doug, you want to start, I mean, you look at it and you can start comparing all the scores you want. Houston goes into Stillwater, beats them. Houston's a team of this past Saturday, Mississippi State, 31-24, a touchdown difference there. You look at Oklahoma, BYU, Miami. They're 3-2 right now. Haven't beat anybody. I mean, haven't, you know, really amazed you with anybody. I mean, you'd have thought Baylor, you'd have thought they'd have went out and tried to make a statement versus Baylor and put them away 35-6 in the first half. Didn't do that. Put them away late.
At home.
At home, yes. At
home. Same way with Texas against Colorado. At home. Kansas against Iowa State. At home. That's the concerning part of the whole thing.
You know, a lot more is going to be known this Saturday because Texas Tech comes up here and an amazing performance. Everybody remembers the overtime game last year at Lubbock. Somehow we found a way to keep ourselves in that ball game with that team that was on that magical run, best run ever in Texas Tech history. Now they come to Lincoln. You got to think Bo Pelini and his defense are going to be tested. Undoubtedly for the first time this year, and hopefully, you know, we could probably use some weather to shut that down, some of that offense, but you get a backup quarterback to come in, throw seven scores, I believe he threw four, and just run them out of the building. That's an amazing. Kansas State's not good, I'm not saying that, but still, to put up that many points. I think there's a formidable foe coming in here with Nebraska. As you mentioned, a 6-point spread in this game. I think that's about right. Hopefully we can take care of business at home. Then, if you can win Saturday, well, you set yourself up for some great, great, great opportunity to win some games in a row.
Don't forget the Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number is 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us. Sorry, golfers. Girls State Golf supposed to start today. Girls State Golf supposed to start today. The 18-hole tournament is coming up just in Grand Island. They have canceled today. They're going to knock that down to just 18 holes. While they're postponed up in Norfolk, trying to figure out if they can go 36 or not. the season's very short the way it is. It's not like Major League Baseball where they should be getting done quicker than they are. But, you know, the golf girls, let's face it, they played that final day in August, I think. So the season's a month and 2 weeks, not even a month and a half long. I mean, you got your districts, and there you go. Let's go to the also state softball. That's coming up in Hastings this week. I want to congratulate the teams that made it in Class B, Holdridge and McCook. Class C, Cozad is in from the extended listening area. Going to be a great week of high school football. I think we finally are going to have our best week of matchups in quite some time to talk about. A lot of playoff implications, home district wins, who's going to win districts, who's going to get home, who's going to have a chance maybe to get deep into the playoffs. That's all to talk about as the week progresses. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, though. Joe chimes in. Daddy, I am so sorry to hear about your loss this weekend. Which one, Joe? That's what the fans are asking. Which one? It must have been hard to see your number one team get knocked off again. Will you please accept the fact that the Ravens are not the best team in football? The New York Super Giants are rolling. That is the best team, Joe, in Kearney.
Fair enough, Joe. Fair enough. Bad loss. You know, it's fitting, though, that the Ravens get to play the Bengals right when... You know, right when there's all the emotion, and, you know, the coach's wife passes away, they gear up for this coach, played their asses off for Mike Zimmer, and you know what, came out of there with a win.
Well, that's the excuse you're going with?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
show up to play every week in the NFL, especially if you're the best team.
Well.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm sorry, Joe, I let you down.
I'm stupid, you're smart, I was wrong, you were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
That's right. The Giants roll nighty night Baltimore Ravens. 1-888-455-ESPN. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we get back, we're going to talk a little UNK and Hastings College football. We'll fill in with UNK. Defensive coordinator Bob Crocker is going to join us this weekend right after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere, and you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Get up to a $100 rebate with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card or a $75 Visa rebate card with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Register to win an ATV, a $500 Shields All-Sport Shopping Spree, or a guided pheasant hunt at K&M Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 17th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Tonight it's an AFC East matchup in Miami when the Jets beat the Dolphins. Hi everybody, this is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join Marv Albert, Tony Baselli, and me for all the excitement live from Landshark Stadium when Mark Sanchez leads the 3-1 New York Jets against the disappointing 1-3 Dolphins in an important division game. Jets-Dolphins, if it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Miami and New York tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is the home for college football.
It's a fine football game, and I wish you were here.
Pro football.
Touchdown!
And the World Series.
One constant through all the years has been baseball. Baseball to mark the time.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll stay cloudy across the area through the day today with a chance for some light snow, possibly mixed with freezing rain or rain early into the day. High temperatures reach near 40 with variable winds 10 to 15. Back to 27 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, you look at 52 points and you go, wow, that's amazing. And then you look at three and you go, that's amazing. And then you look at 94 total yards of offense for New Mexico Highlands. And then you go, huh, they got like half of that on a fake field goal, or fake punt, excuse me, that set up that field goal. So the defense has been pretty solid at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And, Daddy, let's talk a little bit about that defense today.
Yeah, we're joined by Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator. Coach, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys.
Great win. I guess that makes the road trip, when you play that well, a lot easier to stomach, doesn't it?
Yeah, the game was a lot of fun. The trip wasn't quite as fun. We had a long trip. The weather wasn't very good, and had a lot of guys that were sick.
Bob, you ever held a team to three first downs?
I haven't been a part of a game like that at all. So, like I said, it was an impressive deal for our guys, and I thought we really played as good as we've played all year.
Bob Crocker joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, defensive coordinator at UNK. Bob, it's a mixed bag here. You guys played well. Highlands is not a very good football team. Do you do anything differently besides play everybody you took? Do you try a couple of new things, or do you just stick to the original game plan the whole four quarters?
You know, we stick to what we work on during the week, but we did challenge our guys to try to play, you know, as good as we can play, and not worry about, you know, if our opponent is as good as the week before or the next week. So, but we just stick to our regular plan.
You know, Bob, I think a lot of people look at that final score and they go, well, it was over by the time it began. But actually, this deal was 10-3 in the second quarter, late in the second quarter.
Yeah, they stuck with us a little bit. And, you know, they did some things that were a little different for our offense. But that was good for our defense because we had to battle for the entire half. And we got, you know, we had to do some things on the field to keep them out of the end zone. So I think it was a good test for us.
Bob Crocker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, what do you take out of a game like this as you get ready for Western New Mexico next week? Are there just positives all along, or do you just tell the kids, hey, you did what you were supposed to do against the team that you were supposed to do it against?
No, I thought we were more consistent. Some of our younger guys really stepped up. We've got some injury issues, and some of our young linebackers, they played as well as they've played all year, so that's encouraging, you know, going into this next stretch we have, next three or four games, and we're going to need them to really play at a high level, and that was very encouraging.
Tony and I have talked with Daryl week in and week out that it always seems to be, you know, you've got your 2, 3, 4 consistent defensive studs that are all conference type of players, and then some local product always does it. This week, Corey Morton of Loomis led you defensively as far as 7 tackles.
Yeah, he really stepped up. We've been kind of waiting for him to do that, and hopefully that's going to keep getting better and better for Corey. But like I said, we had a lot. We dominated the game up front with our D line, like we have for the most part all year. And our linebackers really played well, and of course we've got that experienced secondary who's played well all year also.
Craig, it's tough to pick one thing out, I guess, about your defense, because you look at the stats and it kind of leaves you shaking your head week in and week out. But if there is one area that you really need to improve, if you guys are going to make a run here in the last 3, 4 games and get into the playoffs and then make a run there, what's that going to have to be?
I don't know. There's a couple things, but I think the main thing that we got to keep getting better at is tackling. When we've had some issues, it's been because we haven't tackled as well as we need to. So we stress that a lot every week, and we just will have to continue to do that.
Bob, I know you had Andy calling some of the defense on Saturday, a buddy of ours, and you letting some of these young coaches step up and maybe make some decisions. Talk about that.
Well, I think that helps us all because it gives the other teams a little bit different look. And he called the whole game and did a great job. And I knew he would, but because he's an experienced guy, and you know he's been around even though he's young. But I trust him, and we'll continue to do that throughout the year.
He doesn't try to sneak in any Colorado defensive plays, does he?
No, we talk about everything beforehand, and even when I'm calling him during, you know, the other part of the year, the other previous games, he has a big input in it, and I think that's good for Andy, and it's good for us too, because then it gives me a little bit different idea of things I might not have thought of, or a different approach, and plus it switches it up with teams that might be that we might play in the future as well.
Bob, real quick, you guys have been the football team that seems to get special teams and trick plays. They did have one on you. Is that something you have to work on here in practice this week?
We always do, but you know we're so aggressive blocking punts. We blocked 2 punts this week. We blocked 1 the week before, and so when you're aggressive trying to, if you do that, you're going to be a little bit vulnerable for a fake. And it just so happened we had a guy back, but they were able to block him a little bit and. But that happens, and we can expect that to happen a little bit. So we'll have to do some different look, give them some different looks so that that doesn't happen again, we hope.
Defensive coordinator for the Lopers, Bobby Crocker, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Coach, you look ahead towards next week, a homecoming game, which should be a home win for you guys, although this is a team that puts up a lot of points, and you're very familiar with the quarterback.
Yeah, we've got our work cut out because they're averaging over mid-30s points per game. I think they're either first or second in the conference in scoring, so it'll be a good challenge for us. You know, Dennis Havarella is our quarterback, and we know what Dennis can do. He's very athletic and control the ball pretty decent. They got some good skill receivers, so we'll have to have a good week of practice, and not only we'll have to defend the pass, but Dennis can run it as well. So, but it'll be a good deal for us because it'll be a different challenge. Last week, New Mexico Highlands was more of a run-oriented team, and now this week it'll be totally different.
Coach, in studying some film, did you tell me 44 different pass plays they ran last week?
Yeah, I was just drawing cards earlier this morning, and for one game they had 44 different route combinations or different pass plays, and you know that's good and bad. I don't know how you get good at running 44 different things, but it does give you got to prepare for all of them and show your kids most of them if you can. But you know, it'll be a challenge for us with this group coming in.
That's one big-ass wristband the quarterback has to wear, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, we'll let you get to class. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning, and best of luck Saturday.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's the defensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Bob Crocker, pinch hitting today for Daryl Morris, who's a little bit under the weather. Of course, maybe we should talk to Merck's defensive coordinator. Not today. Not, you know, change up coordinators, but we'll talk to Paul Merkowitz from Hastings just a little bit. Outstanding performance. Again, this, unfortunately, Highlands is just back to the bottom of the league in the RMAC conference. And I guess if you have to go on the road, it's nice to go on the road and not really have to worry about whether you're going to win or lose the football game. If you got a chance to watch it on altitude, you got to see some of the football game. By the way, yeah, that got switched on channels, in case you wanted to know. Or, as Tony would like to say, you could have watched it all on...
DirecTV.
Yeah, that's right.
234-9335. Call them at Computer Hardware. They'll set you up.
Anything else that stood out to you, Tony? I guess the one thing before we don't just slide under the rug, because I don't know how much more we'll talk about it this week, but Dennis Havarella, who was dismissed from the UNK football team, did go to Western New Mexico. So he's coming back. That could be interesting. I'm sure he's going to want to play tough, play hard, and get points on the board for Western New Mexico, because it's a personal vendetta that, unfortunately for him, was his own choosing because of what he had done and the decisions he had made. But it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out Saturday, homecoming, 1 o'clock.
Well, I know those coaches up there, they want to find something. You know what? We got to take out of this. And when you look up and down the stat sheet, really only one thing negatively stands out, and that's 12 penalties. You know, that's something that this late in the season, you just shake your head and you can't have. New Mexico Highlands had 13, so I don't know if it's a case where those guys wanted to get their pictures on TV or what, throwing flags. But, you know, 25 penalties in this game. And, you know, that's something that's got to be cleaned up. But, boy, other than that, 461 to 94 yards. And you mentioned 46-yard pass was part of those 94 yards. And then 28 yards on the blocked or fake punt. So there's a big – there's just a pathetic offensive performance and a great defensive performance.
What did you think of the television coverage?
I thought it was good, actually. It's nice to see the, you know – get a little recognition for the RMAC, and nice to be able to see the kids go that far out there and get them on TV.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot more to talk about. Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz expected to join us here in about 10 minutes. We've got a lot of other sports topics we're going to talk about as well. If you'd like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by and see him for a free estimate today on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The address to our Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy. You spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37. enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance.
Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2008, Millward Brown and Harrison Directive Survey Data.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll stay cloudy across the area through the day today with a chance for some light snow, possibly mixed with freezing rain or rain early into the day. High temperatures reach near 40 with variable winds 10 to 15. Back to 27 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 34.
Does that make me crazy?
Daddy's show, taking you to the lunch hour, and you know what? That's not exactly grilling weather, but it's tailgate, tested and approved, Troutman's quality meat. Hey, a reminder, they've got wine, beer, oh, and they got stuff to put on your grill. USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks, fresh ground beef patties, available several sizes. All you got to do is tell care what size you want. Boom, goes the dynamite. It's in your hands. Fresh summer sausage snack sticks, available for you to take to the duck blind, the goose blind, sausage fresh out of the smokehouse, whether you're looking for jalapeno, beer brats, potato, rings, and links. Great for grilling. Hey, Kerry had some this weekend, and he was wowed by them.
Woo!
Wowed. And the Green Mountain Grill waiting for you as well. All the construction, open front access, both directions. Come in and see Kerry. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. They've got wine, beer, and everything for your grill. Tailgate tested and approved. Troutman's Quality Meats. Check them out. Doug, you've given me a hand of me during the break some of the wild card points that are starting to become and take shape and factor into the playoff races along with the district chases and whatnot. And you look at kind of Class B and Class C1. You know, up at the top, you got Aurora and Adams Central in that group. But there's a lot of those East teams. The same can be said, I think, in C1. A lot of those East teams up at the top. And, you know, Crofton.
Adams Central at Aurora next week to end the regular season. Yeah!
Should be a dandy. Should be a dandy. A lot of big games coming up in the next couple weeks. This is a time of year when when this football really gets interesting. Because let's be honest, last few weeks, just as far as big games, we were just listening to the scores the other night.
Tony, look at the scores from last week. You're right. I mean, I don't know if three touchdowns. I was going to take the time and add them up, but I didn't. And just find out what the mean score was.
Closer to four touchdowns.
If there was 100 football games played in the state of Nebraska on Friday, what would you say? 15 were within two touchdowns?
Yes.
Out of 15% of the games were within 14 points, there were hardly any. I mean, they're blowouts. We got to see one.
We got to see a great one over there.
We got to see one with a lot of scoring. And, I mean, even though Kearney Elkhorn was 12 points, they ran into some turnover issues. But there's some games out there this week, I think, especially in the D1 ranks. I know we're talking 8-man, but they put some points up. There's going to be some exciting games there. And I think we're going to see a lot break down. I think C1 is just so much the haves and the have-nots. There are 10 or 15 good teams. There are three or four great teams, and there's about 45 teams that couldn't upset any of those top 15 teams is what it seems like this season. And maybe that's the same case in C2, although you do see some more competitiveness there in some of those districts. Well, we talked about your picks over the weekend, 2-2 in college, 2-1 of the pros. Pretty good week for our caller, Seth, on Friday. In fact, it was the best week in the Lazy Boy Recliner giveaway for Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Seth already receives a $25 gift card, a Doug and Daddy t-shirt, and he'll receive a prize pack that could include items from Midway Chevrolet, Fanatics, Big O Tire, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the Ramada, and a whole lot more. How'd we do this week, Derek? I understand that after my, five consecutive weeks of dominating the picks, I did not win this week.
No, you didn't win, Doug.
That leaves it to Tony and Seth.
Yeah, Doug with a 500 record this week at 5-5. Tony, 8-2.
Oh, finally.
A lot of wins there, but Seth, 8-2 as well.
Oh, no. And we didn't have a Nebraska game as the tiebreaker. What was the unbelievable tiebreaker game?
Ohio at Akron was the tiebreaker game. Tony, you took 46 points. Seth took 55 points.
Uh-oh.
The score in that game.
So if it's 50 or over, Seth is in as the only finalist so far.
The score in that game, 19-7 for Ohio. 28 points.
Seth.
So Tony by tiebreaker.
Seth, but put an asterisk by Seth. He has been the closest so far, but still a loser. Sorry, Seth. Man, that's got to stink. That's like having the second highest point total out of your 12-team fantasy league, and you're playing the first highest point total. That's what just happened to Seth.
Poor Seth.
8-2. What are the two that you missed, Tony?
Washington deal had to be one of them.
Tony, you took UCLA at Oregon, so Oregon winning that game you missed, and Georgia Tech beat Florida State. You had the Seminoles there. You did take Washington.
The luckiest backdoor win of the entire weekend.
Was wild. I believe, down by 11 points, 3-23 or something left. Go in, score a touchdown, and then if you haven't saw it yet, you will see it the next couple of days on SportsCenter or Fox Sports, whatever you want to watch. The ball goes off of a guy, pass thrown behind him. Player basically kicks the ball up in the air right to a Washington defender who takes it in for a score. So a big turnaround in that game.
And Ndamukong Suh, we've told you already this morning, but in case you haven't heard, he's the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week. He's also the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. So Ndamukong Suh, big win, picks up a couple of honors. A Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week, National Player of the Week. The Division II Coaches Football Poll came out just after we talked to Bob Crocker from UNK, the defensive coordinator. The Lopers are up 5 spots to number 16 in the country. 16 cool. In the country. A few folks lost, including Washburn, Kansas to UNO. Wayne State lost to Bemidji State, and they fall to number 24 in the country. So Wayne State 5-2, and they're actually behind UNK, who's number 16 in the country as they welcome in Western New Mexico. UNO is receiving votes for the top 25. So the Lopers, number 16 in the country. And also, as Derek points out, Daddy, this is interesting. Is Hillsdale even ranked? Is Hillsdale even rated? Hillsdale, Michigan, a 27-24 victory this weekend.
Over my friends?
Over the number one team in the country, Grand Valley State goes down!
Perfect.
Down go the Lakers!
Well, let me guess, they dropped them to two.
It was the Lakers' first conference defeat since October of 2004. They moved to number eight. Abilene Christian of Texas is the new number one team in the country. They are a perfect 7-0, and they beat Angelo State, who is also ranked 38-14 over the weekend. North Alabama, Central Washington, Bloomsburg of Pennsylvania, and Northwest Missouri State are the top five teams in Division II.
Cool. That's some good news.
Hillsdale, Michigan, receiving votes, apparently. They are 29th in the coaches poll this week.
What's your early indication, Doug, on the Husker deal Saturday? Did you get an early feeling this early in the week?
I thought this would be a win all along. I still think this will be a win. Every Husker game except a couple I thought was going to be a little nerve-wracking. There was going to be a chance to win. There was going to be a chance to lose. I mean, legitimately. I don't mean you're a 17-point favorite or a dog and you might get upset. I mean, look at the point spreads. It's a 6-point spread, 7-point spread, depending on where you look. It's a 6-point spread with what it came out at. So, I mean, that's one play. And that's at home, and you're only favored by 6.
Well,
so, I don't know what you look at there. What do you think? I think Nebraska wins. I think Nebraska covers the 6 right now, today. We'll see what else there is to say.
Well, I seem to be a little, you know, hopefully getting them away from Lubbock, Texas, and hopefully Nebraska can take care of business. What a brilliant, near brilliant game plan a year ago. It came up just a little bit short, and hopefully you get them at home this year, and you can come up with a scheme to slow that offense down.
888-455-3776.
Got Hastings coach Paul Merkowitz coming up here in a moment. First, Rob from Kearney with a question for you, Doug.
Uh-oh. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, Doug, what's up, man?
I gotta
ask you what your where you stand on the Cody Green situation, because I called in a few weeks ago and you were on the if Cody Green would have had a get off Zach Lee's back foundation, I think you were gonna donate. But I want to see where it's public knowledge that Cody Green was almost ready to go in. If you're still in that position,
are you gonna hang up and listen, or you want to hang on the line?
I'll hang on the line.
Rob, I'm exactly where I was 4 weeks ago. If Cody Green was the best quarterback, he'd be starting. Cody Green has not played a legitimate snap in a division in outside of high school football. Zach Lee has. A lot of people forget he quarterbacked one of the best JUCO teams in the country in California. Now, say what you will, he did struggle against Virginia Tech, and he did struggle mightily early against Missouri.
And late.
Daddy, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit on Sean Watson's side here. You know, it was, and I said it at the top of this show, the weather was so bad. Blaine Gabbert had looked great. He looked terrible Thursday. Zach Lee, whatever, he didn't look good, but at least he finished strong. He won the football game. He is a winner right now.
Okay.
Zach Lee.
My second question is, if he is that good and he is a winner, number one, he went 7 quarters without a touchdown, and two, how bad were the conditions, and how bad was Zach Lee really playing for them to even consider warming up Cody Green?
Well, he wasn't playing well. He wasn't playing well at all. He was not playing well at all. But also, let's remember, Rob, the Nebraska running game was nil. Roy Helu was hurt. Zach Lee was out there on an island. It was all him. Missouri knew it. I don't think this has been brought up near enough. Rex Burkhead did have some nice runs, and I think that's part of the reason Nebraska started to make a run there in the second half and continually get better leading up to the fourth quarter run, is that they finally got Burkhead in there, who was able to get some positive yards and take a little pressure off Zach Lee. I think that's hand in hand. Tony, don't you agree? Rob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Don't you agree?
Well, I like that the kid came back. My point is, everybody is saying, oh, he threw for 3 scores. You know what? I give him 1 throw. The last throw, okay, he stuck in there, hung in there, made a great throw to McNeil, waited. He did get hit, which I may have maybe not stated that quite clearly enough on Friday, and it didn't. He waited and hung in there on that. The other 2 passes, I think you just make as a division. You know, Niles Paul had 4 steps on the guy. Yeah, he hit him in stride. He's a Division I quarterback. I think big what?
I saw a lot of guys in the NFL that couldn't do that yesterday.
Yeah, one's Tony Romo.
In the rain. In the rain.
One's Tony Romo.
Rain.
The other touchdown pass he threw into double coverage. Missouri defenders collide. Niles Paul makes a great play on the ball. And, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a pass
absolutely
by Zach Clay.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, I can't. You hate the Huskers. You are just a typical Husker fan this week because – not typical Husker fan. You are a typical Husker hater this week. You are the guy that was bitching the whole three quarters, didn't even watch the whole game, and just – you were so enamored that it was 9-0. How could Nebraska be losing to Missouri, who was ranked in the top 25 people? And it's all Zach Lee's fault that you've just totally overshadowed how Nebraska won this football game. You are so tunnel-visioned that's why you and other Husker fans that have this same view aren't coaches, have no idea what's going on because you don't take the whole picture. What do you want? What have you said so many times on this program? It's a win. Take it and move on. Nebraska won by 15 points. They dominated Missouri. Yes, they struggled offensively mightily in the first half. That is no, there's no doubt about that. They overcame it and found a way to win. Missouri didn't. Missouri didn't overcome. Nebraska won. They're ranked 15th in the country. What the hell else do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What does Nebraska fan want? You want to be number one? Quit whining. It ain't going to happen. You're a bunch of whiners. You are a bunch of whiners. They got the win. Well, let's put in Cody Green. Okay, put in Cody Green, who's never taken a legitimate college snap. Watch him unravel, and then where are you? You got a Zach Lee with no confidence, and you got your backup. The best thing's always the next guy who didn't perform. Okay, let's put Cody Green in. Let's start him Saturday, and let's see what happens. I'm all for it. You got one quarterback then, fans. You got one. Because Zach Lee's done, and you got no backup. You got LaTravis Washington. That's what you want? Then let's put him in. You want the program to go down the toilet? I cannot believe, yes, I am fired up. Cody Green, okay, he's the savior. If he was the savior, you think, I cannot believe this.
I can't believe you're ooh and awing over his performance in the fourth quarter. I cannot believe
I'm not ooh and awing. They found a way to win.
Perfect,
that's what
great
winners do. They win.
That's fine. But this doesn't pose well.
You can sit here and guarantee me Cody Green would have started that Missouri game and we'd have won 38-12? Is that what you're telling me? Then why in the hell? You're smarter than Bo. You're smarter than Sean Watson. You're smarter than the 15 coaches that the University of Nebraska has. Hey, Husker fan, you better be happy we're winning. Where were we 2 years ago? Shut up. Shut up.
He couldn't have looked any worse than Zach Lee did through three quarters. I do know that. I know that for a fact.
You do.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Okay. Thank God. Could you tell me the exact score Saturday so I could be a millionaire since you can see into the future?
How could he have looked worse?
Paul Merkowitz would have took a win this Saturday. It just didn't work out. Let's settle it down because he's waiting to talk to us. Coach, good morning.
Guys, you've accomplished something that I didn't think was going to be accomplished. I have now laughed for the first time in 3 days, and I appreciate it.
I mean, Coach, everybody's been in this situation. Now, I realize at the Division I level, we are talking about a different type of athlete. And you've had to start a sophomore collegiate quarterback this year, and you could pick any position, but you look at the quarterback. I mean, that is a tough, tough decision when you decide to make a change at the number one spot on your entire football team.
Yeah, I think so, and especially when you're winning, you know, and that's the thing. And I don't know. I saw a little bit of the game. The weather was really, really bad, really difficult to manage. But they ought to take that big nose guard and put him in at quarterback because he might be the best player in the country.
Coach Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Monday. Let's talk about Morningside. Obviously, there's not going to be a lot that you want to talk about. But let's go to the play that that the guys with the television cameras did a good job of picking up this weekend. The return fumble that may have been – it was kicked. I don't think that's the controversy here. But had that ball been returned, it maybe puts a little momentum for you guys. But that was about the only thing that went your way. Could that have changed the game, or was Morningside just clicking on all cylinders Saturday?
You know, it may have changed a little bit of it. I don't know. I mean, they're a very good team, and when you get beat like that, to say one play would make a difference. But, you know, I think at least from our psyche standpoint and mentally, I think we'd have felt a lot better about our situation. We were just kind of fighting for a play like that. We really, really struggled offensively because our defense turned them over a couple times in the first quarter, and I don't even believe we got first downs off of those turnovers. And so, you know, collectively, it was just a bad day. I don't know how else to put it. We didn't execute very well, and physically, they just really dominated us for four quarters.
Coach, when you guys talk about aspiring to be like a Morningside, like a Sioux Falls, what's the major difference?
I don't know if you can put your finger on one thing. I mean, I think they play hard. It seemed like they were playing a little bit faster than maybe we were in some situations. But, you know, again, to look at just one game and say, you know, where are you at? You know, we were on our heels. You know, you've seen games like that where, you know, things start to go wrong, and the more you try to fix it, the worse you make it. And that's kind of what was happening. And you know, when you can't establish both the offense and defensive line, it doesn't really matter who you're playing and what you're running, you're going to have a difficult time. And that was really what it came down to.
It was 24-0 at halftime, probably not a winnable comeback type of margin. Is that what happened in the second half? They just kind of pressed too hard, everybody?
Yeah, I think a little bit. And like I said, then we started really throwing the ball quite a bit. And you know, we were about, when it got done, we were about 50-50 run to pass. And, you know, we were having a tough time protecting the quarterback. We got some guys banged up and hurt. And like I said, to their credit, I mean, they just kind of kept pushing. You know, we didn't tackle very well. He said, we just, you know, when you look at it, I don't think there's one thing you put your finger on a game like that. And, you know, we've kind of gone through the all the emotions. You know, Saturday you're embarrassed, Sunday you're angry, today we're feeling sorry for ourselves a little bit, but this afternoon we'll get back together as a team and go through a walkthrough and try to get a smile back on our face and get ourselves ready for Nebraska Wesleyan.
Paul, you guys mentioned the offense struggling. Converting on third downs has to be key against a team like a Morningside. One for 14, not going to get it done.
No, and you know, we were short. It was crazy. It was one of those Saturdays where we were short on every third down by about a yard. I think we punted five times, and it was either fourth and one or fourth and two. We just couldn't get that extra yard, you know, just that extra step and a little bit more execution. You know, you never know how some drives wind up, but you know, like I said, just not real good Saturday for us.
Merck, as you look back, Coach Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College, joins us. Anything good? Anybody do anything that was something that you saw on film?
Not really. I mean, our kids as a group played hard. I mean, you know, you look at the final score and you say, man, these kids didn't play with heart, or they didn't finish, they mailed it in. That really was not the case. Our guys played really hard. They, you know, they put everything they had into it. It just, like I said, it wasn't good enough. And like I said, as the more we tried to fix things as coaches, the worse things got. And the more chances we took, the more big plays they got. And so it was just kind of one of those things. We watched the film and said, you know, there's a lot of things we need to get better at, and we're going to focus on those things. We've got four games to play, and we still really feel that our overall goals are still intact. And then to some extent, we still have our destiny in our hands, because I think they're going to take three teams in the postseason out of our league.
All right, now, coming up this week, another kid from Bertram by the name of Jace Hyden. Does he scare you?
I'll tell you, all of them over there, a very, very good football team on a roll, you know, kind of similar to what Nebraska Wesleyan did a year ago. You know, they played Sioux Falls and Northwestern early, but then they've gotten healthy and they've gotten a lot better. They really, really run the ball well, and you know, we've struggled with them on offense the last couple of years, and so coming off of probably one of our worst performances we've had here to go against that defense, it's going to be a tough task for us.
Is that the key now, Coach, not only that you have to take care of business, but that you have to play well so that obviously you didn't look like a playoff team Saturday. No. If you want to make the playoffs, you've got to prove that over the last month?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, if I don't want to fast forward to the end too far, you know, but you know, we've got to take care of what we need to take care of on Saturday. And we think that if we can finish up with four wins and wind up posting a 9-2 record, that especially in this league, it is going to be good enough to get us in. But, you know, we're going to kind of wait until see where we're at on November 1st with a couple of weeks left to go and see what's left for us and then see what we have to do.
Is there any way there are three or four teams better in Morningside in the nation?
Man, I don't know. You know, I've had the question as I did a year ago, you know, who's better, Sioux Falls or Morningside? And I think it's a tough answer. If you got nothing going on November 14th and you decide not to come to our game, I'd go see theirs because I think it'd be a heck of a game in Sioux City.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you next week after you get back in the win column, and thanks for giving us some time today, and stick with Troy Hubert, okay?
Boys, thanks for making me smile. It was very, very, very entertaining performance.
Take care, buddy.
All right, bye.
Coach Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. We'll be back because all the email is saying I'm right. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hey, Brett Favre. Welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision. Beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. You know, they go home, talk to their family, you know, maybe get an agent. You know, it's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you're going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics crew can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, buy any Panasonic HD TV 46 inches or larger and get free delivery and installation. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/26/09. Sears. Life well spent.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
As the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Go to the Den Popper inbox. Nick said, whiners, spoiled brats, love your take, Doug. Keep it coming. Nick in Pleasanton.
Husker fan, you know what? We're winning. I've had seven quarters that this quarterback situation, that's right, Zach Daly, Jamal Lee, whatever you want to call him, was looked terrible. We're good. We got three more road games to go. How long can you let him continue to play like that on the road?
Bob and Gibbon wants to know what is wrong with Roy Helu, his shoulder injury. We were told it was a bruised shoulder. Daddy, some of the columnists over the weekends got a few quotes there. He's good to go.
Yes, according to Bo Pelini last night, actually, the quote comes that Roy is fine. He'll be back practicing Monday.
Okay, so today is October 14th, right?
Right.
The 12th. This is the week. This is the 12th. This is Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day. Hope all you government workers enjoy your parade today. Get out and support Columbus. Yeah, that's right.
Did Leif Erikson discover America? Or did
the economy's in the crap. Let's take another day off. But this weekend, it's going to warm up, Tony. It's going to be in the mid-50s. That's good fall golf, and Prairie Hills is having their hole-in-one contest this weekend. Each day, Saturday and Sunday, you'll have two chances to win $10,000. Dollars. Easier than being $10,000 pyramid hole in one. I don't know, but you can find out. 9 or 18 holes. To be able to participate, there's a $10 per hole in one entry fee. The best part is you have four chances to win if you play 18 each day. And here's the big kicker. Even if you don't get that hole in one, you'll be in a drawing for a 2010 membership. One lucky competitor will receive a 2010 membership to Prairie Hills Golf Course valued at over $1,000. For more information or to be able to play, please call Prairie Hills Golf Course ahead of time to set up your tee time Friday or Saturday or Sunday or both. Call Prairie Hills Golf, the $10,000 hole-in-one contest. Derek, tough week, not for everybody, but a golfer in Florida?
Yeah, a golfer in Florida. You might have seen this. Apparently, he lost his ball in Beaufort, South Carolina, lost his ball in a pond. A guy in his mid-70s was retrieving the ball from a pond. 10-foot alligator grabbed him by the arm, dragged him into the pond, proceeded to rip his arm off. His friends helped him pull him out. Went to the hospital. They actually killed the alligator and retrieved his arm in hopes of reattaching it. But
here's the best part of this story. Wildlife workers killed the alligator and retrieved the arm in hopes it might be reattached. The man has not been identified. He's the guy without an arm!
Of everybody at the hospital, he's got the bloody stump.
Oh, God, people.
One thing you don't have to worry about in Nebraska when you're trying to get your ball out of a water hazard right there.
There you go.
We've got more emails to get to tomorrow. Fire in. Who starts Saturday, Zach Lee or Cody Green? Who do you want, Husker Nation? That's a simple question. That's a simple question. That's what you're talking about. It's a simple question.
Zach Lee starts Saturday.
Okay, then. Couple of other things.
The alligator's name Chubbs.
Nebraska's up to number 15, as we didn't officially tell you that in the AP poll. We told you about Ndamukong Suh. A couple of oral commitments over the weekend. One for 2010, Chase Rome of Missouri, Columbia, changing his commit from Oklahoma State. Tyler Moore, who has connections to the program, will come in 2011. Also, don't forget, high school volleyball begins tonight. We will have live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from Pleasanton. Overton and SEM at 5:15. The winner gets Pleasanton at 6:15. Axtell and Loomis at 7:15. Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Luplat Conference also begins tonight. Kearney Catholic, Wood River, and St. Paul are hosting. High school football rankings. We're really going to talk a lot more about that as the week progresses. So don't forget, Bo Pelini's press conference and a whole lot more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yay, Zach Lee!